This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. There is an historical marker in Presidio County that tells the story of a massacre that took place a century ago in the small town of Porvenir. Porvenir is a Spanish name that roughly translates to future, though that doesn't quite capture the poetry and hope embodied in the word. A new documentary retells the story of the Porvenir massacre. It's airing on PBS stations right now. It was produced by Hector Galan, who is here in the studio with me. Hector, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
To begin, the description of the documentary sounds harsh. It's about a massacre, and it clashes with the hopefulness of the name of the town, Porvenir. But do you think there's also hopefulness in your retelling?
I think so. This is one of the stories that have been hidden, you know, in our history, and it finally came out. It was one of the largest massacres of that time period, what they call the Bloody Border Years, which was in the early 1900s. And here we had 15 people pulled out in the middle of the night from this small village and shot and killed by Texas Rangers and Army members, U.S. Cavalry. And some ranchers.
I'd like to play a clip from the film. This first clip here, I think, gets to that point of the tension between some of the cultures that were emerging in Texas at the time.
The 1848 treaty guaranteed land rights and civil rights to these new citizens. But a great gulf would arise between original settlers and Anglo newcomers.
So as this points out, these people, the victims of the Porvenir massacre, were American citizens by treaty definition. But there was just this ongoing, tension between people who saw themselves as of different cultures?
Right. You know, the Texas independence was in 1836. So by 1848, that was the U.S.-Mexican War. And the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo was signed between the two countries. Mexico lost half its territory. And in that treaty, Mexicans who are now American citizens overnight were guaranteed those land rights and equal rights. But that didn't happen. Land grants were lost, land disputes, title disputes. What happened in Porvenir in 1918 was a continuation of a lot of what was happening, a lot of those tensions. Now, the reason people claim that this massacre happened was because they wanted to make an example for a raid that had occurred in a ranch, the Bright Ranch, there in Presidio County. But nobody really knows who raided that ranch. It wasn't the people of Porvenir. They were innocent, but they were made an example of.
I mean, and that kind of gets to just the complication of the retelling of this story in general, because as you say, the information from the beginning was inaccurate, and then there was this long time of cover-up, and now, you know, historically we're trying to go back, and maybe we can get this second clip in now and try to get some understanding of some of the remaining confusion.
It's hard for me to wrap my head around the U.S. military being involved, but and I almost don't want to believe it. I wouldn't have guessed it. And yet, the artifactual evidence is very much indicating that they were. It doesn't really make sense when you think about it.
So there's still remaining questions that your documentary isn't able to fully answer?
Well, you know, Juan Flores was a witness, and we include him in the documentary in his older age before he died.
Wow.
His father was killed. According to the surviving witnesses, nobody can really point to the U.S. Army actually pulling the trigger, but they were there. They cordoned off the village. They helped the Rangers, and so that's where a lot of this, their bullets and artifacts and are coming up. But we do know for a fact that it was Texas Rangers. So there's still a lot of questions. It's taking a look at a part of history that is now well known. People just want to know what happened.
You mentioned how this was covered up for so long. That marker that I mentioned has been up for less than a year. What was the process like of uncovering what you were able to tell in the documentary?
Well, it's very interesting. I had heard of this story before I actually came on the project. The director, Andrew Chapter, is the one that actually started filming this documentary. And I was acting as executive producer, helping him. But he got very ill, and he passed away in February. Christina Fernandez, who's Andrew's wife, and a lot of the production personnel that were involved, they had already made contact with a lot of the descendants. And it was the descendants that pushed the Texas Historical Commission for this marker. Mm-hmm. People from all over the United States started to communicate through Facebook, social media. Mm. And then there was a big gathering in San Antonio of a lot of the descendants that wanted to know this history. And that's what sparked the whole movement to create this historical marker. Now, there's another marker in South Texas with a period they call a matanza, the killings. Mm. Because there were a lot of killings taking place along the border. And let's not forget that the Mexican Revolution was going on. Mm. And so there was a lot of turmoil going on along the border at that time. And then, of course, by 1918, we have the Porvenir massacre.
I think that's one reason to make the documentary. And another, perhaps, lesson is this teacher in the community that you feature, a man named Harry Warren, who documented the massacre. I understand his notes are still at the Bullock State History Museum. He was a white man who paid a heavy price for doing the right thing. Why did you decide to feature him, and what do you think we can learn from Warren today?
Well, I think Harry Warren is a hero. He was a school teacher in that town. He was married to one of the residents of Puerto Venil. His father-in-law was murdered, was massacred. And so Harry took it upon himself to help the wives to document what was going on, to hopefully not forget this event, and to try to get justice. Of course, they never did. And he died picking cotton in Arizona. But he's a person that we wanted to feature because he wasn't really Anglo versus Mexican all the time. You know what I mean? There were a lot of very good neighbors, very good Anglos. Harry Warren was one of them. And you're right. A lot of his documentation is there for history, for always, for all history.
Hector Galán is the executive producer of Porvenir. The documentary is streaming on PBS through the 18th of this month. Hector, thank you again.
Thank you very much.